Thanks for tuning in to this message from the Los Altos Grace Brethren Church. We hope this will be an encouragement to you. You can find out more messages and more about our church at www.lagbc.org.
But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb bringing the spices which they had prepared, and they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. And when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men suddenly stood near them in dazzling clothing. And as the women were terrified and bowed their heads to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living one among the dead? He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words and returned from the tomb and reported all these things to the 11 and to the rest. This is Resurrection Day. I'm going to say he is risen, and you're going to say he is risen indeed, and we are going to praise God for what he did. He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is risen.
He is
risen.
When I grew up in a non-Christian home. My family never really attended church except to become socially acquainted with the neighborhood. I went to a Lutheran Sunday school, never heard a thing about Jesus, truly. The big thing in that Sunday school was communion because they drank real wine, and the kids couldn't wait to drink real wine. I was about 8 years old. My father was an alcoholic, folks. That had no appeal to me whatsoever. When I was 11, there was a lady in my neighborhood that was having Bible stories in her living room. And she would bribe us with candy bars to memorize scripture. And I have a fondness for Snickers. And so I started memorizing a lot of verses of scripture. And each week she would tell me about David slaying Goliath. And I'm like, wow, an 11-year-old kid cut off the head of a giant? That's pretty cool. That didn't really happen. Noah and the flood, yeah, come on. All the animals, two by twos. Jesus, the Son of God, dying for our sins. God, there is a God, sent his Son to die for my sins. And so every week, they were asking us if we wanted to pray to receive Christ. And I'm like, I got to think about this. I'm 11 years old. How can I give my life to God at 11? How do I know when I'm 70 that that's what I still want to do? And so for 2 weeks, I contemplated, what would it be like to give my life to God, and should I do that? And I came to this conclusion. First of all, I didn't know if what this lady was telling me if it was true or not. I didn't know if Jesus was real or not. But I came to this conclusion. If Jesus was real, and if God really sent him and he died for me, there was nothing else I could do but give him my life. I went back to that lady's living room 2 weeks later, and I prayed that exact same prayer. Literally, my prayer was, Lord, I don't know if you're real or not. I don't know if what this lady is telling me is real or not. But if Jesus really did die for my sins, then you can have my life. And I instantly knew that it was all real. Nothing happened for 3 years. That dear lady attended this church. And 3 years later, when I was in ninth grade, I asked her if she would take me to her church. I've been here ever since, folks. My statement to you all is this. We would love nothing more than for you to understand it's real. It is real. Jesus is the living, alive today, resurrected Son of God. And all you have to do is say, if you are really real, you can have my life. I want relationship with you. I thought it was so awesome what Patty Wilshire shared last week in the cantata, Corrie Ten Boom's story, of a woman who came to her just in fear. I'm so afraid I'm going to be killed. I'm so afraid I'm going to be killed. Can you help me have peace? And she simply said, what did you say to your husband when he asked you to marry him? I said, yes. She said, that's all you got to say. Just say yes to God. That lady bowed her head and said a one-word prayer. Yes. Bow your heads with me. Right now, I just pray that as you think about your own life, if you have never said yes to Jesus, that today would be a day that you would seriously consider that decision. Your life will never be the same, but your eternity will be guaranteed with Him in heaven forever. Pray for those in your family right now that haven't said yes to Jesus. There's going to be so many family gatherings today and so much thought about Easter and what it means. Just pray that there would be opportunities to share truth about the real meaning of Easter. It's not bunnies and eggs. It's the resurrection of the Savior of mankind. Pray for those who are serving in our military. As they're away from this family time, just pray for God's protection and strength on them. Pray for someone that you know that is struggling spiritually, that the Holy Spirit would be able to soften their heart and open their mind to see His truth. Pray for someone you know that's struggling physically, that really needs God's strength in this time. Father, we are so thankful to call You Father. You adopted us. You took us out of the gutters of life where we were scrounging around. And as the King of Kings, You walked and You said, I want You, and I want You, and I want You. And You get to come to my house and dress in my clothes and eat my food and literally be my princes and princesses for all eternity. We are so grateful for that. We pray for our family members and those that we work with and have contact with that don't yet know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that we would continue to have opportunity to speak into their darkness the light of your love that was demonstrated with what Jesus did when He willingly hung on that cross, paid the price for our sin, and You validated His sacrifice as the true Savior by raising Him on this day. We celebrate it. Can't imagine what's going on in heaven each Easter as we celebrate it and bring glory and honor to You. We can't wait till we're all reunited. We give You praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.